Should we leave all of our fears behind?
There should only be fear about one thing, for us to correctly use this given moment. That's it.
To draw the correct conclusions?
And the correct conclusions are very simple. Let's think a moment. What are we living for? How can we build our life differently? Still, we see that this tiny virus can turn us into really calm people and sit at home without jumping from place to place. We don't need these billions. Gradually they'll go to waste, and thank God not much will be left of them. We don't need all of these things. We've invented all the money and wealth in order to show off to each other with our endless ego. Let us go in a different direction. Let us go in a different direction. And we can do it. Were the virus to work for a bit longer, and have cleaned us all, what would we have done then?
Look, there are billions of people. What are they going to live off after the virus? All the businesses will start collapsing, and then what?
They'll fall, of course. You see, planes are on the ground, ships are at the port, and nothing to trade. And you also don't need all of these things. We'll provide ourselves with what we need, and that's it. And everything else will be calm.
So this way we'll have healthy food and healthy relationships. Is that possible?
Of course it is, as long as the virus doesn't run away. For sure, without it, we will return to how we were. So instead of the virus, we have to seriously brainwash ourselves and bring ourselves to some normal state.
So what do you mean? We have to brainwash ourselves so that what?
So that what keeps us today 1,000 times stronger, that it will stay with us. And that we'll understand. Let's live for ourselves means that I want to live for a state in which I exist eternally. And this can really catch us. All life long, we are running away from this question about death. And the virus, it's giving us a new, different state. Don't run away from death, and you won't be able to escape it anyhow. Let's make it so that we overcome this imaginary line of death. We can do it. It's possible to be immortal, and the virus can help us in that.
How can we become immortal?
To rise above our ego. It's what puts us to death. The ego is not just that we want to show off to each other, to be stronger and smarter than each other. The ego limits us. It only gives us a limited feeling of the world through our bodies. Let's feel the world through our inner structure, through our soul. And then we'll see a different, infinite, and completely whole world. It has nothing to do with religion. It's simply, let's feel it through ourselves, how we're living in a whole, complete, and eternal world. The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about this, and it has nothing to do with religion or anything. It simply develops a person's soul. And through that, we can really become happy. And all of these billions, one way or another, they'll disappear. And man will not need more than healthy food, clothes, and a normal family. These are simple things, really. Just to not work in order to throw things away. We work in order to throw away. We work in order to throw away only because the neighbor already has something new, and I don't, and so on. And we have to get rid of all of this. So I really hope that through all our materials on the internet, people will feel that we can reach this kind of state. And nature, on its part, will help us. Because otherwise, we are doomed.
All right, thank you very much. And on this optimistic note, nature is going to help us, right?
It will help us, and the virus will not leave us.
All right, thank you very much.
Good luck, everyone.